Polls have now closed in Delaware, New Hampshire, and a handful of other states that held primaries today. So far this year, one of the storylines has been the Tea Party. Tea Party-backed candidates have beaten Republican Party favorites in five Senate races in Kentucky, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Alaska. Tonight, one of the most closely watched races is for a Senate seat in Delaware, where nine-term Republican House member Mike Castle is facing a very strong challenge from Tea Party-backed candidate Christine O'Donnell. Joining us is NPR's Don Gagne, who is at the O'Donnell headquarters in Dover. Hi, Don.
Hi, David.
And I take it we are getting some early but not final results yet.
Not final results, but we're up over, well over 50% in. And ever since the beginning, in the first results would start trickling in, you know, not too long after 8 o'clock Eastern time. Ever since then, Christine O'Donnell has had a lead that has been right around double digits. Sometimes it was 12 points. Right now, again, with over 50%, and it seems to be 8 points, narrowed just a little bit. But this is a very serious candidacy here, and Mike Castle is in trouble. Certainly, there are a lot of precincts to report yet. Presumably, many up in the Wilmington area, where he would be presumed to be the stronger candidate. But I can tell you there are a couple hundred people here at the O'Donnell, they're calling it a victory party already, and they are dancing and they are singing, and a lot of them are Tea Party activists, and they're already singing na 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 na, hey hey goodbye.
We'll see if it's too early or not, or premature. Well, Don, this became a really sort of ugly campaign in a state that's used to friendlier politics. I mean, the party actually came out in full force with robocalls supporting Mike Castle, the veteran, trying to limit this Tea Party insurgency from Christine O'Donnell. What is the mood there? Is there a sense that they're might be joining a sort of a national storyline where we've seen the Tea Party have some success?
The Tea Party and the O'Donnell campaign feel this is the latest step. The most recent big one being Alaska, where a Tea Party-backed and Sarah Palin-backed underdog knocked off an incumbent Republican senator, Lisa Murkowski. Again, Palin has been the fairy godmother, if that's not too delicate of a term, for the O'Donnell campaign, as has the Tea Party. So they are feeling like this is a validation. And they're also, again, the results are still coming in with them ahead by about 10 points. But their argument already is that the Republican Party, the Delaware Republican Party, turning on them and running robocalls against a Republican candidate is just another sign of how they've had to stand up to the establishment.
And Don, in the brief time we have left, I know you were running around the different states as always today. You started your day in New Hampshire, where there was also a race to watch. What's the news from there so far?
Well, the returns there seem to be much more slow in coming in. But Kelly Ayotte is the establishment pick, but one who was endorsed by Sarah Palin. She has been the front runner, but a late surge by Ovid LaMontagne, the longtime Republican fixture up there, has him, at least in the very early stages, in the lead. But a lot of votes to be counted up there.
All right. We'll be hearing much more about this as the final votes are counted. Don, thanks very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
That is NPR's Don Gagne, who's speaking to us from Dover, Delaware. He is at the headquarters of Tea Party Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell, who, according to early returns, has a lead over veteran House member Mike Castle.